Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
A detective came and knocked on the door, and I said, is it Renee? And he just gave me that solemn look.
It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to season 2 of Proof, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump. I am here for the French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President, right there.
Yes, sir. Molly Johnson with Arizona Republic. Mr. President, why has the White House embarked on a smear campaign against Dr. Fauci?
There is no smear campaign. It's just that Dr. Fauci, who I have a very good relationship with, may have created the COVID-19 virus in a laboratory in China. Next question.
Mr. President.
Mr. President, Gary Gander, New York AP. Mr. President, why in the midst of a global pandemic that is killing staggering numbers of Americans and causing many who suffer through the disease to have what will probably be a lifetime of continued health problems, why in the midst of this would you tell hospitals not to report their data to the Center for Disease Control? To whom are they supposed to report the data, sir?
Why do they have to tell anyone anything? No one likes to hear about dead people all the time. When was the last time you invited a mortician to a party? It's depressing. Besides, hospitals keep whining about being overwhelmed. So this is good for them. It's one less thing they have to do. If they feel like they absolutely have to tell someone their stupid COVID-19 statistics, I am putting together a garden of Confederate statues. They can talk to the statues. They can say, thank you for listening, headless Robert E. Lee. We have no more beds for COVID-19 patients. Blah, 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 blah. It's a win-win. Next question.
Mr. President.
Hello, yes, it's Karen Von Carlson from OAN. Mr. President, you've done a fantastic job controlling the pandemic. So many people would be dead if you hadn't shut down the country to people coming in from China.
That's right. Thousands more would have died.
Hundreds of thousands.
A million, maybe 2 million, probably.
We are so lucky to have you.
You are a very good reporter. Next question.
Mr. President, over here.
Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, you demoted your campaign manager, Brad Parscale, because your Tulsa rally was such a disaster. But did you ever consider that you made a mistake by insisting on having what people are calling a super spreader event in the middle of a global pandemic?
No. You've got it all wrong. You are a terrible reporter. Someone should fire you. The Tulsa rally was fantastic. It was full. There was over 1 million people at the Tulsa rally. No one did anything wrong, except for maybe Dr. Fauci. He fucked up. He always fucks up. Next question.
Mr. President, Gary Gander, New York AP.
Where's the OAN reporter?
But I have a question, sir.
All right, Gary Gander, what?
Mr. President, do you think it's appropriate to speak from the Oval Office with a can of Goya beans at the Resolute desk? So you almost never mention COVID-19 anymore except to say that you are doing a great job. Americans are dying. They are sick. They are left with potentially lifelong health damage from suffering through this devastating virus. You have no plan. And you're talking about beans?
I have a plan. With over 30 varieties of high-quality, great-tasting beans and peas, Goya gives you countless ways to prepare delicious home-cooked meals for the whole family. Maybe you could inject beans just under the skin. I'm going to have Jared look into it.
That's ridiculous.
If it's Goya, it's good to be good. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, you, right there. It's you.
Yes,
Karen Von Carlson, OAN again. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I love Goya beans.
You do? I love you, Karen. I happen to have a can of beans here. Would you like to have some?
Oh, yes, I would. I'm so glad you thought to have them at the podium.
Mike Pons, can you stop staring at the back of my head long enough to bring these nutritious Goya beans to Miss Karen Von Carlson? I'm sure there are no more questions.
No, Mr. President.
Yes, you, right there.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ginger Moore from The New Yorker. Mr. President, is it true that you are not allowing Dr. Fauci, the nation's premier doctor, to appear on news programs?
No, I don't keep him off the news. If he commits a crime, and he might, he'll be all over the news. Next question.
Mr. President. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday again.
Yes.
Mr. President, sir, Joe Biden is killing you in the polls.
Not that many people in the South Pole or the North Pole vote for moi, so I don't care. Let Joe Biden have the elf vote. That's fine with moi.
Sir, by polls, I mean surveys of voters. And besides, neither the South Pole nor the North Pole are part of the United States.
Oh, did I sell them already?
No, sir, Mr. President. When voters are asked who they support in the presidential election, most of them say Joe Biden.
Are you sure, Emmett Manning? That makes no sense. My SAT scores are much higher than Joe Biden's. Why would people want Joe Biden?
Well, didn't you pay someone to take your SATs?
But the scores are still higher than Joe Biden. Next question.
Mr. President, once more, sir.
Mr.
President, it's Gary Gander again, New York AP.
Mr. President,
whatever happened to the three-phase data and science-driven plan to open the states? It seems like most states just ignored it.
That's okay. We have a new three-phase opening plan. Phase one is getting the numbers of the people who believe Fauci down to below 25%. When states have their numbers of Fauci believers down below 25%, they can open up a can of delicious Goya beans. In phase two, we publicly rip the stethoscope from Tony Fauci's ears and Photoshop him into Epstein photos. Then states can have football back, and phase three, We sent Tony Fauci on a nice cruise. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you. Yes, you. You right there. You.
Oh, yes. Karen von Carlson, I might remind you, OAN reporter. Oh, you are so good at answering questions, sir. Thank you for letting us ask questions. Although I notice many members of the press are very disrespectful to you.
Thank you, Karen. You are very observant and fair. Maybe you and I could do an exclusive one-on-one interview sometime. Don't you worry about moi. I am not afraid of the press. See, I have answered all of the questions there are today.
Mr. President, no.
Mr. President,
this press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.